Well, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, the Lord is still good. The Lord is still strong. The Lord is still vibrant. The Lord is still making a way out of no way. To those of you who hear me every week and you're trusting God, you're on the right track. He's about to do something that's going to blow your mind. He's going to strengthen you in areas that you never thought you could be strengthened in. He's going to return some stuff that you thought He would not turn. This is a new season for a new reason. God has something designed for you that's going to bless you coming and going. I know you may be saying to yourself, but Pastor, what is it? What could it be? That's not our role. Our role is to warn you and share with you and tell you what the Lord is about to do. And thus far, He has been true to His word. Whatever the Lord says, He does, because that's who He is. That's how He operates. This morning, I want to say to some person who's listening to me that it's time to make peace with your problem. Yes, the Lord, this morning when I woke up, He shared that with me to share with someone today. It always starts with me, but I want to make sure I'm sharing because something is going on in your life and you're struggling with it. You're upset about it. You're angered about it. You're just uncomfortable with it. The Lord is saying to us today, it's time to make peace with the predicament because He's aware of what's going on. Not only is He aware, He permitted it to go on. Where you are in this moment is not by accident, it's providential designed. God knows where you are, my sister. God knows what you're doing. God knows what He's doing. And I beg you to make peace with that predicament. Make peace with that problem. God is going to fix it His way. You will survive it. Did you hear what I said this morning? You will survive the problem, the predicament, and He will give you peace if you would just release it to Him. You're trying to fix it. You're trying to solve it. You're trying to work it out. But I learned something. As long as I struggle with something, as long as I try to handle it, as long as I try to fix it, it never gets fixed. But the Lord is saying to us on this day, let me fix it. Let me handle it. If I permitted it, then there's a healing, a growth, a development that's coming up out of it. God knows what He's doing, saints. I know it's hard because we've been conditioned in the world that we live in to go off of what our eyes can see. Our eyes is the greatest trick of the enemy. Our eyes, you've heard me quote millions of times Psalms 23 in that part where David said, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You heard me quote that a whole lot, and I keep quoting it, and I keep quoting it, not because I want you to be familiar with the 23rd Psalm, but so I can help you to understand you're going to walk through the valleys. In order to get to any mountain, there has to be a valley. Because the valley sits above the valley sits below the mountain. And this morning, the Lord said, make peace with yourself. Make peace with what's going on. It's there. It ain't going nowhere until you learn the lessons of that moment. It's not there just to be there. It's there for another level of glory that God wants to get from your life. You are a privileged character. People will say, I'm not privileged. You are a privileged character. God made you and designed you with purpose. And because of that, He knows the thoughts that He has for you. And because He knows the thoughts He has for you, your job is to trust Him. Your job is to trust Him. Don't allow anything to get in the way of you trusting God. That's why this morning I opened by saying, make peace with your problem. Make peace with that predicament. Don't hold the grudge, because holding the grudge causes you to miss out on the blessing that God has for your life. God has something that's bigger, stronger, and better for your life. But you can never get it if you're still holding on to the problems and the predicaments, the hurts and the pains that has happened and is happening in your life. Those things are deterrents. Satan knows how to get our attention. Have you ever noticed when you ask somebody a question, when they're ready to lie to you, they are first finding every excuse before they answer? That's how we are. When the Lord is about to bless us, we find every reason not to be focused on what the Lord is doing in that moment. That problem may not be a curse. It could be your greatest blessing. That predicament may not be a real issue. It could be the next place, the next thing to issue you into the kingdom of God. Not for you to die, but for you to be able to see God at another level. I beg you today, make peace. Make peace. Make peace with the problems that you're going through, the things that's keeping your mind wrapped up. He will fix it in his own time. He will turn it in his own time. He will make a way in his own time. He'll bridge the gap in his own time. He'll save that person in his own time. Just as God has patience with you, God will have patience with others. And he will get to the end result every time. And because he'll get to the end result, let the favor of God carry you through these moments. Let the peace of God carry you through these moments. Don't let your head be so low that you miss the glory that God wants to show you. God wants to show you himself. He wants to show you himself. And the only way that he can show you himself is that you see him in the midst of your crises, that you see him in the midst of your storms, that you see him in the midst of the proclivities that you may be going through. Today is the day that the Lord has made. You woke up this morning so the Lord can say to you directly, make peace with that problem. It's okay. It's happening. One of our ministers, when preaching one time, and it still sticks in my spirit, she said, it's okay not to be okay. And when she said that, I said, Lord, thank you for the word. Because every moment of our lives, we are not okay. But sometimes we are pushed and pressured to be over spiritual. When you're not okay, it's okay, because you can talk to God. And God can reveal to you the things that he is doing or about to do in your life. You got up this morning. You are part of this time of prayer and meditation, because God has something he wants you to know. Here it is. Make peace with that problem. Sometimes peace starts with ourselves. Before you try to address the issue, the problem, the proclivity, before you try to address it, address you. Talk to God about it. Let him know you're concerned, but you're turning it over to him. And let me assure you, he will fix it, he will turn it, he will strengthen you, and he'll give you peace. This morning, the word of God for us is Romans 8:38 through 39. It's a familiar text, but as I was preparing the word of God for the people of God at East Zion Fair this morning, I was preparing yesterday, and this text came to me as I was trying to flush out a point. And I said, this will be good for the people of God, because every now and then we need to be reminded of things that we may have been told all of our lives, all of our Christian experience. In Romans 8 and 38 and 39, listen to what the word of the Lord says as Paul proclaims to the people at Rome. He says, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present or the future, nor any powers, neither any height or depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God. Saints of God, you have heard that read, you've heard that, you've read that, you've seen it, you've heard it, it's been just happening. You get excited when you hear it, but Paul was serious. When he sat down and penned those words to the saints in Rome, he wanted them to know, even though you're under persecution and physically you can see it, physically you can experience it, your eyes are allowing you to witness it. He says, I want you to know that I am convinced based off of what I've already experienced. Paul had been shipwrecked. Paul had been beaten. Paul had been thrown in jail. You name it, Paul had experienced it. But here's the shout. He came out of everything that he was in. Now, Paul says to the people, I am convinced. The word of God to you today is simple. You're safe, you're sealed, and you're secured. This is where Paul is. Paul, he wants to tell the saints, he wants to remind the saints out of his conviction. He's saying to them, why are you stressed out? Why are you worried? I have lived where you are. And I came out stronger, wiser, and better. Why? Because I'm safe. I'm secured and secured, and I am sealed in the hand of God. The Lord says, in my hand, no man can pluck anyone out. And this is what we failed to understand, that while no one can pluck us out of the hand of God, we can get out ourselves. When the enemy roars, when the enemy tries to tell us things that we know ain't true, but we just want to believe them, we leave the safety and the security of God because we get out of God's hand. The word of God came to the Romans and is coming to you to tell you, if you be steadfast and unmovable and abound in the grace of God, he will get you through whatever you're going through. Paul says in the text, I am convinced. I am converted to believe. I am convicted to stand before you and say, God's got you. You cannot lose. You cannot fail. You cannot fall apart. God's got you as long as you're in his love. And listen, he made a promise to you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He made a promise to you that my love for you is so deep that while you were yet in sin, I died for you. There is no place you can go. David even testified of it. If I make my bed in hell, there the Lord will be there too. His love is stronger than anything that we can experience. This day, I beg you, this day, I ask you to stand firm. This day, I ask you to lift yourself above it and trust God. Believe God, because you are safe, you are sealed, and you are secured. No weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Those tongues that are rising against you, they will be judged. You don't worry about the tongues. The tongues can't hurt you. You can only hurt yourself. You are in the arms of God. You are in the safety of God. Trust him in this moment. Trust him in this situation. Pastor, you've been saying that for the years that I've known you. Why are you still saying it? Because you failed to trust him. This word is directly to you, my sister. It's directed to you, my brother, who thinks that it's a cliche to hear someone say, trust the Lord. Paul comes to the table this morning. And he says, I am convinced, I'm thoroughly convinced after all I've been through. Can I testify for you all, after all I've been through, after all I've witnessed, after all the hurt I've gone through, all the pain I've gone through, I'm convinced too that nothing can separate me from the love of God. No power, nothing in this present moment, nothing in my future. There's no height or depth, there is no creation that can get me from the love of God. I walk arrogantly to proclaim to the enemy that you can't touch this. The enemy wants to give you that moment where he can overcome you. He can't touch you. You have to start saying to yourself, he can't touch me. He's got a big roar. But the truth of the matter is he has no teeth. He's trying to scare me when I'm going through things by putting stuff in my mind. But he has no power. The only one who has dominion over the whole world is the Lord Jesus Christ. God gave it to him when he raised him from the dead. So this morning I want you to rise and shine and give him glory. I want you to give him glory to know that you are an overcomer. You have overcome the world. You have overcome the circumstance that you're in. You've overcome it because greater is he that loves you than everything that surrounds you, than everything that's against you, than everything that's trying to harm you. It will try to scare you because we operate from our eyes. Our eyes send signals to our body. It sends signals to our head. It sends signals to our minds. It sends signals to every part of our being. Our eyes is the greatest weaponry that the enemy has when trying to trick us and trying to fool us. But you got up this morning so that you can hear me say you are sealed, you are safe, and you are secured. God's got you. He's got you, my sister. I don't have to keep telling you. I'm shaking you now to tell you he's got you. In the middle of that sickness, he's got you. In the middle of that hurt, he's got you. In the middle of that separation, he's got you. In the middle of that turmoil, he's got you. He looked beyond your faults. He's catering to your needs right now. Now, will you turn to him and trust him? Will you trust him with that moment? Will you trust him with that doctor's report? Will you trust him with what's running through your mind right now? Will you trust him is the word that God wants to give to you this morning. You got up. I know you want prayer. We're going to pray in a minute. But I want to make sure that in your psychological formation, you understand who God is. He is just what and who he say he is. He's healer. He's deliverer. He's provider. He's weight maker. He's burden bearer. He's heart fixer. He's mind regulator. He's the great I am. He's whatever you need him to be. He's Jehovah. He's our provider. Trust him today. If you would only trust him, he'll make the way for you. He'll open the door for you. Because most of the times what we're going through is the Lord is just looking for the trust. We have been so dependent upon ourselves that we forgot we can't do nothing in our own power. It's God who gives us the energy, the strength, and the will to do. This morning, rise in victory. This morning, rise in victory. The Apostle Paul wanted the believers in Rome to tap into his conviction. And he wanted them to know very clearly that there would never be a moment in time when he or they would be separated from God's love. It's the love of the Lord that keeps us safe. It's because he loves you too much. And that's a question you might have to address. Do you really believe the Lord loves you? Do you really believe the Lord loves you? Listen, when you were a sinner, doing crazy stuff, he covered you. He protects you. And if he took care of you while you wasn't thinking about him, what makes you think now that you're sober? Ah, that's a good word there. When you were drunk in yourself, when you were drunk in sin, he took care of you. Now that you are sober, what makes you think he won't take care of you now? If your earthly father, being evil, know how to give you good gifts. What makes you think that your Heavenly Father doesn't want to give you not only the gift, but gifts, but the gift of His power, His authority, and His might? The Lord loves you today. Stand firm in it and allow the Lord to bless you real good. When hard times hit, draw closer to God. Let Him support you. Let Him wrap you. Let Him hold you. There's nothing in this world that can take you out of God's hand. Nothing. He's too powerful for that. You're the only one that can remove and separate you from God's love. And your fear is the number one thing that has come to make you get out of God's hands. Because your fear will make you not trust Him. Your fear will make you not trust Him. But if you only trust Him today, He'll make the way. This morning, we need to rest and become stronger as people because we are safe, we are sealed, and we are secured in God's love. Pastor, how? Here it is, through His promise. What God promised, He's going to do. Listen, He's not a man that He could lie, nor the Son of Man that He needs to repent. What He has promised, He's going to do. And listen to what He promised. So you have that in your head. He promised, I'll never forsake you. I'll never leave you. I'll be right there for you. And that's His promise. That's how I know we are safe, sealed, and secured. But also, listen, how are we safe, sealed, and secured in His peace? Listen to what He says in the Word of God. My peace I give unto you. The peace of God is different than having peace with God. When you have the peace of God, nothing can get to your psychological formation that will destroy you, because He'll give you peace when everybody else is saying, why are you not falling apart? Why are you not going crazy? Why aren't you going cuckoo? Tell them, because God's got me wrapped in His peace. There's the last one. Not only because through His promise, and in His peace, are we safe, sealed, and secured, but also in His protection. He is our shepherd. He is our Jehovah Roha, which means He is the protection that the enemy cannot penetrate. He is that protection. Now stand firm in Him. Stand firm in trusting and believing that He knows what He's doing. Stand firm in knowing and trusting that He's going to make the way. Stand firm knowing that He's going to bridge the gaps. Are y'all listening to me this morning? I want you to stand firm this morning in the authority of God, knowing He's got you safe, sealed, and secure. In the midst of what you're going through right now, He's got you safe, sealed, and secure. While you thinking about crying and whining, God is saying, wipe your eyes and close your mouth and shut down all the negativity and trust that you are safe, sealed, and secured. And what He has in His hand, no doubt, no weapon, no demon, no anything, will be able to penetrate Him to the place where He's going to let you go. He's got you. He's got you. That was one of our deaconess Donnie Allen would always say to me during the early parts of my pastoralship, He's got you. And I went on that word, and I still stand on that word. He's got me. When I'm going through the valley in the shadow of death, He's got me. When I'm going through hurt and pain, He's got me. And saints, as Paul opened up the text and said, I am convinced with conviction to say to all of you this day, the Lord's got you. You are safe, sealed, and secured. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank You for Your goodness, Your kindness, and Your tender mercies. We thank You, God, for peace. We thank You, God, for all that You have done in us, through us, and to us. You have been a waymaker, a burden bearer, a heart fixer, and a mind regulator. You have opened up doors that we didn't even think would ever open in our lives. When we've gone through the dangers, the toils and the snares, You have been right there with us. Because God, we're on the other side of many of them. And we recognize that Your word is true. You'll never leave us nor forsake us. So Father, as we heard the word this day, Give us your strength. Give us your peace. Give us what we need, God, that we may do what you have called us to do and be who you've called us to be. Yes to your will today, God, and yes to your way. Bless that sister who called in today. And God, when she called in hurt. She called in confused. She called in with problems everywhere. Remind her of the hope that is in you. Remind her, God, that you can do anything but fail. But she has something to do. She has to trust you. So, Father, I pray that you would remind her to trust you. We pray for that brother who's looking to his strength to make a way, who's looking to his wisdom to make a way, who's looking to his knowledge to make a way. Father, you are our way. You are our strength. You are our peace. Help him to understand it's not who he is, it's who you are. So, Father, we thank you for him, and we pray for him this morning. And now, God, for everybody collectively, we pray, God, that you will be with us, that you will strengthen us. Today, God, we will worship all over this country. Some preacher will be preaching the word of God to us today. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we would receive. We pray for the preacher. We pray, God, that you will strengthen their cords, strengthen their minds, strengthen their hearts, that the word of God will be fresh, that the word of God will be relevant, and that the word of God will set our souls on fire today, on fire to a level where we'll go out and run and tell the world that Jesus can do anything but fail. Bless the churches today that will stand in the gap. Bless the churches today that will raise up the banner of God's blood, the Lord's blood. Father, we thank you. Father, we praise you. We expect a miracle at East Zion Fair today. We expect a miracle, God. And God, we pray that the saints who are on this call will stand in expectation that miracles will drop today, drop in the lives of so many people. Somebody can be saved. Somebody can be delivered. Somebody can be reversed in their diagnosis. Father, we know you're able. We know that you can do it. So, Father, we thank you. And now, God, we lift the Jones family. Wrap your arms around Brother Elisha. Strengthen him, God, during this time and comfort his spirit. We pray continuously for Sister Vicki Clark. God, continue to give her miracle after miracle. Let her know that you're not finished with her yet. Thank you for Brother Keenan Hunt. I pray, God, that you will strengthen him in this moment. Continue to hold him strong. Continue to hold him as a vibrant part of that family. Yes, to your will, and God, yes, to your way. We pray this morning for Sister Wanda Jones. Thank you, God, for all you've done in her life. Thank you for how you've created the miracles and fashioned her to be the woman that she is of this moment. Help her to trust you, God, and only you. Yes, to your will, God. We pray for Sister Ashley Murray. Continue to bless her and Michelle. Continue to hold them as a beacon of your love and of your grace and of your mercy. Yes, to your will. Thank you. And God, we pray for Brother Ben Mobley. Continue to bless him and those who take care of him. Yes, to your will, God. Now, God, we thank you for those individuals who have brought prayer lists to this call. I pray, God, that you will strengthen them. While I don't know their names, I know you. You can do anything but fail. So, Father, be with them and stand by them and hold them and wrap them in your love. Wrap them in your care. Give them a miracle today, God. We trust you. And Father, for every person, we now release them as they go to worship you. Give us an extra sense of praise today. Give us an extra boost of praise today that we may praise you and glorify you and magnify you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, and we praise you in Jesus' name. And the people of God say,
Amen. 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 Thank you.